Our scripture reading this morning is from the New Testament. It's from John 14, verses 15 to 26, and it's on page 109 in your pew Bibles. It's called, or it's titled, The Promise of the Holy Spirit, and it occurred as Jesus was talking to his disciples on the night of his arrest. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Now I'm going to read verse 26 again, this time from the King James Version. We'll get into that a little bit later. It goes like this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So, boo. In case you hadn't noticed, Halloween is coming. I can see it in the stores and the candy shelves, which are getting a little bit thin. You know They're probably getting a little bit thin because people went out and rushed and picked up the deals early. And now you kind of look at the dining room table or the kitchen counter or wherever they may be and, geez, I need some more candy. Somebody got into this stuff. You know who you are. In addition to the superheroes and the slime creatures and the skeletons and the things that protect houses these days, some of them enclosed in plastic bubbles, you might see a few ghosts keeping watch. And pretty soon you'll see them wandering the streets. But there's one ghost that seems to be on life support these days. Bill, that was for you. A ghost on life support?
Yes.
Oh. Remember the Holy Ghost? What happened to the Holy Ghost? When I was a child, the Holy Ghost was very kind. Word of the Holy Ghost. Scripture of the Holy Ghost. The ghost was a fixture and probably even a creation of the King James Version of the Bible, which, by the way, came out in 1611. Through the years, the Trinity was automatically thought to be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, period, no question. The King James Version of the Bible refers to the Holy Ghost about 90 times. The Revised Standard Version, which came out as I was growing up, and was the Bible given to me at confirmation, this one right here, refers to the Holy Ghost 0 times. It refers to the Holy Spirit more than 100 times. This Bible, by the way, I remember when I got it. And Duane, you'll appreciate this. My mother was deeply suspicious of this Bible. I don't know what there was about 1611, but she really liked the King James Version. And I know you do too. And there may be others in here who feel that it's very important. She was always suspicious of this. It's not the Communist Manifesto or Mein Kampf, but she looked at this and she warned me. She said, you know, I know you're getting the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which now, of course, is the New Revised Standard Version, and probably is subject to many, many revisions and versions and so forth. She said, I hope that as you read this, you will also refer to the King James Version, which I did to some extent. So what happened to the Holy Ghost? More recently, Don McLean referred to it in the famous song, American Pie. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm not singing this because if I start to sing, Nancy will get her handcuffs out. He could have been referring to the Big Bopper, Ritchie Valens, and Buddy Holly, but McLean was Catholic, and he could very well have been referring to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The so-called traditional English version of the Apostles' Creed has it say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, and so on. This version also has it say flatly, I believe in the Holy Ghost. The newer ecumenical version simply places ghost with spirit, and both versions are on page 14 of our hymnals. There are still a few hymns, as you know, that use ghost, such as the doxology and, to some extent, the Gloria Patri. We'll be singing the doxology in a couple of minutes, but as you know, heavenly host rhymes with ghost, and we can't really do much about that. But the Gloria Patri has actually been modified in some churches. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't know. To me, that seems a little bit jarring simply because it just seems jarring. So what happened to the Holy Ghost? Well, it can be argued that the translators and the revisers and the political correct police, all of in interest of changing biblical language to meet the language of today, whatever today happens to be or happened to be at the time that they were rewriting, they just wanted to bring things up to date, to make it more understandable, and as I said, to bring in a little bit of political correctness in changing the Holy Ghost to the Holy Spirit. Part of this may have to do with society's changing concept of ghost as a disembodied and nowadays often demonic version of a deceased person. But there was language in the King James Version involving Jesus' death. It was said he gave up the ghost. Well, that too has been changed to spirit in some of the more recent translations. Now, some of this is a bit frivolous, and I have to admit it's Halloween-driven and something to think about. But the essence of this is the concept of the Trinity. As Lutheran pastor Walter Snyder puts it, both the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit refer to the third person of the Trinity. We know and we believe in God the Father Creator, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which I believe lives in all of us. And as Jesus told the disciples in the scripture, the advocate or comforter is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. He will teach you all things and remind you of all things Jesus said and taught. And this is quite simply what matters the most to me. There are theologians, including Presbyterian pastor J. Ligon Duncan of Jackson, Mississippi, who believe that the Holy Spirit is actually a person anointed by God to carry the word. And others refer to the Holy Spirit as a breath of God's love. The concept of ghost and spirit arose from the Greek stem pneumo, and that's P-N-E-U-M-O. And that refers to breathing, and now medically, to lungs. We'll hear that in the next hymn. Charles Ryrie of the Dallas Theological Seminary refers to the Spirit as God's active breath, blowing where he wishes, creating faith through water and wind. For me, the point is, we worship God as our Creator and the Father of his Son, Jesus Christ. We worship Jesus as his messenger and our Savior, who gave his life for us. And we walk every day with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, the essence of God's love and instruction. And walking with the Spirit means walking with the Father and the Son as well. And what we do with that love and the reminders of Jesus' teachings is up to each of us. There are days when I listen closely, I pay attention, and I try to follow. And there are days when I don't. And I suspect that can be said about many of us. But I do know that whether I am mindful or not, the Spirit is always there. It is my choice, as it is the choice of all of us, to make the most of what the Spirit brings to us. And I do know this. I know that whether I am mindful, and whether I pay attention, and whether I do the things I know I should do, I am always, always grateful for the love that surrounds us. And I know that there is not a ghost of a chance that I will forget. Let's join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever.